888-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
The 15th chapter, somewhere around the 57th verse. So just put your thumb at 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, while we read John, the 11th chapter, verse 25 and verse 26. John's gospel reads, Jesus said unto her, talking to Martha here, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? He's asking her a question. Now I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians, 15th chapter, and I want you to go down to verse 55, 56, and 57. That's 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. Verse 55 should read like this. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to talk on this resurrection morning, amen, on the thought, resurrection victory. Say that behind me. Say resurrection,
resurrection.
Victory.
Victory.
Say that again, resurrection,
resurrection.
Victory. If you have a pencil and you have your program, I want you to write on there, resurrection,
resurrection.
Victory.
Victory.
Amen. You see, there have been, I won't be long today, there have been people who have predicted, praise God, their own time of death.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise God, but there is only one man, praise God, that I know who not only predicted his death, but he also predicted his resurrection.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right,
that's amen. Right. And that man is none other than the person that we know by the name of Jesus Christ,
yes,
our Lord.
Yes,
how do I know that he was able to predict it? John, in his gospel, in the second chapter of John, verses 19 to 22. That's why I asked you if you had your Bible, because I want you to read it. I don't want you to think that I made this up. Praise God, John tells us, praise God, when those Jews back in those days were looking for a sign, he said these words. Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, 40 and 6 years was this temple in building. And wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? But look at what he said. He said, but he spake of the temple of his own body. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered. We were talking about memory lane this morning. Remembered that he had said this unto them, and they believed the scriptures and the word which Jesus had said. So he was the only man that was able to predict when he was going to die, and he would predict it when he was going to get up. He said, I'm going to die, and then after 3 days, I'm getting up. Amen. Amen. And through the centuries, we see that God has performed many, 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 many victories through men. But praise God, but there has not been a more victorious victory, amen, if you will, than the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So, praise God, we see that because of this resurrection, in this one earth-shattering moment, praise God, Jesus did something. Praise God, did something that was so great. He defeated three of our greatest enemies. Yeah. Amen. And this one earth-shattering moment, he defeated our arch enemies, if you will. Amen. Three of them, all three of them, at the same time. So praise God, as we look at this text, I almost feel like preaching now, but I got to do something. I got to lay the foundation. Praise God, what I want to talk about. You see, praise God, he won some victories over our arch enemies. You want to know what the first arch enemy that he won the victory over? Amen. He won victory over sin. Yes, he did. Yeah, you see, from the very beginning of time, from the Garden of Eden, until now, praise God, we have been engulfed in a battle against sin. Amen. I didn't get that many amens on that. Amen. With all the folk in here today, we should have heard a whole bunch of amen. Somebody should have been saying amen 2, 3, 4 times. Somebody should have been raising their hands, their fingers, and their toes in the air and saying amen. Amen. You see, because we are descendants, praise God, of Adam. Amen. We have inherited, amen, from him the tendency, praise God, to commit sin. Amen. Oh, yes, we have. Praise God. And we have inherited from him the tendency to do things that are wrong in our life. Amen. Guess what? Let's look at what Romans, the 5th chapter and the 12th verse had to say. What Paul had to say when he was writing to the Romans. He said, wherefore, as by one man, I want you to look at this, amen, as for by one man sin entered into the world, and what? Death by sin. Now, catch what he said on the next few words. And he said, and so death passed unto what? All men, for that all have sinned. Amen. We have inherited from Adam, amen, that tendency, praise God, to sin. You see, sometimes we don't even want to sin because we know that it is wrong and it is harmful to our well-being. And yet, we cannot, praise God, seem to be victorious over that sin. But I'm here to tell you this morning, praise God, because he got up. He gave us victory over sin. Amen. And if some people sitting out there saying, well, you know, I'm not that bad. I'm pretty good. I haven't done anything. You know, I'm pretty good. I go to church. I speak to my neighbor. I do all of those things. Can I take your mind back? Amen. Y'all remember a guy by the name of Apostle Paul? Paul. Y'all know Paul. Praise God. 9th chapter of Acts. Paul was on his way to persecute the church. Amen. And God had to knock him off of his beast. Amen. Amen. And guess what? Paul had to write. And Paul had been preaching for some time. Paul had been teaching for some time. I want you to just take your Bible. That's why I want you to wear your Bible. Take your Bible, and I want you to turn to the 7th chapter of Romans right now. I want you to look at this. Praise God. Paul had been preaching for some time. This is way after Damascus Road. Amen. And if Paul, y'all know who Paul is, huh? Amen. Paul, and I often wonder to myself, why did he allow Paul to write this? Why didn't Peter had to write some of this? Why James didn't write this? Why didn't some of those other disciples write this? And you know what came to my mind? That's what I like about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit quickened to my mind. He said that Paul was responsible for writing just about 75% of the New Testament. Praise God. Paul has a witness that most folks don't have a witness. So he allowed Paul to write this in there. And let me tell you something. If Paul had a problem, praise God, with his coming, his victory over sin, praise God, guess what that means about you and I? Guess what that meant about Peter? Well, guess what that meant about James? That means that every last one of them had the same problem, but the Holy Spirit just allowed Paul to write because Paul loved to write. Amen. Amen. Let's look at it. Take your Bibles. I want you to go to the 7th chapter of Romans. I want you to look at verse 15. I want you to look at it. I want you to read it as I read it, because I don't want you to say, look what's in Pastor Martin's Bible. I want you to make sure that this is in your Bible. Amen. This is what Paul had to say, praise God, about this overcoming, amen, this sinful nation, this nature that he had. In verse 15, he writes this. He said, for that which I do allow I not. He says, for what I would, that do I not. But look what he said, but what I hate, he says, that I do, or that do I. Amen. Those things that he hated, those things that he knew were wrong, those things that he knew were contrary to the way that he was supposed to walk. Amen. Those things are the things that he found himself doing. Now take your eyes on down to verse 18 and 19. That's why I wanted you to bring your Bibles today. Praise God. He says, for I know that in me. Amen. And then parenthetically it says, in my flesh dwelleth what? No good thing. He said, for the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. Amen. For the good that I would do, I do not. But the evil which I would not. In other words, there are some things that I know that I shouldn't do. But praise God, guess what? Those are the things that I find myself doing. And then he had to jump on down to that 24th verse. He asks a question. He says, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Praise God. And that wasn't until the last, the 25th verse, I believe, praise God, when he said, I thank God through Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ is the one that gave the victory over sin. Amen. You see, by his death on the cross, Jesus provided a way by which our sins can be removed. Praise God. Yet it is by his resurrection, praise God, together along with his blood, that God can declare us perfectly righteous in him. In other words, he justifies us. I think at this point I need to ask a question. I know this Easter. I got to ask a question. How many of y'all in here have been declared righteous? How many of y'all in here have been justified? Amen. How many? I know somebody going to say, well, how in the world do I get that? I don't know how in the world am I supposed to get that. Amen. How many of you have asked Jesus Christ into your life? Amen. You're walking according to the precepts of his word. Then when I ask that question, every born again believer in here ought to raise their hand. Praise God. I ask the question, how many of you have been justified? You don't know what the word justified means, that just as though you have not sinned, because he saved us, he gave us victory over sin, the sins that we committed in the past, the sin that we may commit today, and the sin that we may commit tomorrow. By his resurrection, praise God, he gave us the victory over that sin. Amen. I'm here to tell you that we serve a God, praise God, who gives us the victory. And not only does he give us that victory positionally, praise God, he gives us that victory practically. Now somebody say, what in the world are you talking about? I'm talking about the fact that, praise God, as a believer in Christ Jesus. Let me see the hands of all the believers here today. Amen.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge High.